Yerushalmi Trumayth corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadi Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vavim at Beis at the Mishnah. Bas Koyin Chenisus Li Yisor Vachakach Ochla Truma Mishalemes Zakeren Vein Mishalemes Zachoymesh. Vemisasa Besweifa Nisus Leechad Lamikol Absulim Mishalemes Keren Vachoymesh Vemisasa Bechenek Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if the daughter of a Koyin married a Yisor and then ate Truma, she pays the principal but not the fifth, and a death penalty for adultery is burning. If she married any of those who are disqualified from marrying her, she pays the principal and the fifth, and her death penalty for adultery is strangulation. Chacham say in both cases she pays the principal but not the fifth, and her death penalty is burning. Hamachlis bonav katanim besavodav ben gedolim ben katanim ha'ichel tumas chutzlaoritz va'ichel pachos mekazayist tuma. One who fed his children or slaves truma, whether they are adults or minors, one who ate the truma of chutz la'aretz, and one who ate less than an olive's amount of truma, he pays the principal but not the fifth, and the payments are chulin. Therefore, if the kohen wishes to waive the payment, he may do so. Zaklal, Kalamashalim Karen Vachimesh Atashlumim Truma. Imarza Koin Limchol, Ain Moichel, Vachalamashalim, Esa Karen Vemashalim Sachimesh, Atashlumim Chulin. This is the general rule. Whoever pays the principal and the fifth, his payment becomes truma and the kohen cannot waive it. Whoever pays only the principal but not the fifth, his payment remains chulin and the kohen may waive it. And the Gemara says, Kachi masnisa zinsa misasa besweifa. The Gemara says, when the Mishnah taught that her death is with burning, it's referring to adultery when married to a Yisrael. My time is with Meir. What's Rav Meir's source for differentiating in the death penalty between whether she was married to one who is kosher or apostle? Ki seichel is nois, beis avia, es shiru'uya, lachzor lebeis avia, yotzezu, she'ein aruya, lachzor lebeis avia. That's the correct gersa. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Perek, Chafalas Pasuk Tes, if a Kohen's daughter became desecrated through adultery, she desecrates her father, she shall be burned in fire. One who was suitable to return to her father's house is burned. One who was not suitable, such as if she was married to a Pasul, is not burned, but is rather given strangulation. Nisus le kosher vizinsa harihi ru'uya lachzor lebeis avia. The Gemara asks, if she was married to a kosher and it was adulterous, can she return to her father's house? Ma'kadoin ki sechel is nois, es shechilula machmas esnus v'le chilula machmas nesuin. Rather, Reb Meir's source is that becomes desecrated through adultery, means when her adultery desecrated her, rather than her marriage desecrating her. My time with Rabbonon, Ubaf Ish, Koyen, Mikol Mokoyen. What's Rabbonon's source? It's the Pasuk that says, if a Koyen's daughter. It's an inclusion, the Pasuk applies even if she was married to a Pasul. Me'ata afilu, chalala, mekuhuna, should say. The Gemara asks, if so, it should apply even if she was a chalala, if her Koyen father was prohibited to marry her mother because of the laws of kuhuna, and she was born through that relationship. To now, Rabbi Chinana, Bar Papa, Koyen, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Shmol, Es avia hi mechaleles, es shechilula machmas atzma, v'lo shechilula machmas avia. And Rabbi Chinana bar Papa answered to Rabbi Zera that a braisa teaches that Rabbi Shmuel learned from the phrase she desecrates her father, it applies to one whose desecration comes from herself rather than her father. And Rabbi Chanina, shreina ani al to Rabbi Shmuel, afilu chalola mekuhuna, I should say. Rabbi Chanina says the text I have in that braisa is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, even if she was born as a chalala, death through burning applies to her. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that if the daughter of a Kohen married a Yisrael and ate Truma, she pays only the principal. But doesn't the Mishnah at the beginning of the next Perek teach that if a Kohen's wife was eating Truma and she was told that her husband died, she may no longer eat Truma like a Kohen's daughter who is married to Yisrael? Reb Lezer obligates her to pay the principal and the extra fifth, and Rishua exempts, which implies that she doesn't pay at all. And our Mishnah therefore like neither opinion. Having by Meimah, Ma'pligan, Bechoymesh, or Bekeren, after Rishua, Maida. It was suggested that Rabbi Lezer and Rishua disagree over the fifth, but as for the principle, even Rishua requires it. Ma'pligan, Lesha'ava, Avalabor, after Rishua, Maida. It was also suggested that they disagree over the past, means if the truma is already eaten, but over future truma, even Rishua agrees that the principle must be paid. Lohispik, Leshalim, Ashenishtachre, Noisin, Hoyu, Loinachos. Noisin. Hayul nechosim she'ein l'rabbi rishus bahen. Noisin. Hechavida. Ruven shegazim shimon vehechila l'levi yotza yedei gazela. The Mishnah taught that if a master fed his slave truma, the master pays only the principal. If a slave was freed before the principal was paid, the former slave pays the principal and the fifth. If a slave had property that didn't belong to the master, he must use them to pay. However, how is this explained? If Reuben stole from Shimon and fed it to Levi, Reuben must pay the value of the truma he stole from Shimon, and Levi must pay the principal and fifth, and when Levi pays it, Reuben becomes exempt from the theft payment. Taflug dod Reb Chiya, Rabba Reb Yanai. The Gemara asks, isn't this a case of dispute between Reb Chiya the Great and Reb Yanai? Dis Palgun, Gazal, it should say Ma'afalto shall zeh, but nothing as zeh. If Reuben stole Shimon's garment and sold or gave it to Levi, Reb Elazar b'shem Reb Chiya b'Abba might seem in a Rishon and might seem in a Sheni. Reb Elazar, quoting Reb Chiya the Great, said that we may extract it from the first, which is from Reuben, but not from the second, which is Levi. Reb Yochanan b'shem Reb Yanai af might see in min a Sheni. Reb Yochanan, quoting Reb Yanai, says we may even extract it from the second, which is Levi. So how could we say that they take the principal and fifth from the slave and thereby exempt the master? V'af Reb Chiya Reuben moide mekein shenitna l'Levi yatsa b'bar yedei gezela. And the answer is that even Rabbi Chiya agrees that since he must pay the principal and fifth for the eating of the truma, there's no longer an obligation to pay for the theft. We come now to the next Mishnah. Shtei kupois achas shel truma ve'achas shel chulin shenafla sa shel truma l'seich achas mehen ve'ein yodur le'ez mehen nafla hari ani oimeh l'seich shel truma nafla. If there were two boxes, one containing truma and the other containing chulin, and the sa of truma fell into one of them and it's not known which, I say that it fell into the truma. Avlim ein yadua ezehi shel truma ve'ezehi shel chulin achles achas mehen pato v'ashniyah noig behen k'truma v'chayves b'chala du Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi poiter. But if it is not known which box is truma and which is chulin, and he ate one of them, he is exempt, but the other box must now be treated as truma, but is obligated in chala. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yosi exempts it from chala. Achal achem min ashniyah pato achal echem min shneihem mashalim k'katana shibashteihem. If another person then ate from the second box, he is also exempt from the fifth, but if one person ate from both, he repays the principal according to the smaller of the two. Nafla achas mehen l'seich ha'chulin eina madam asan v'ashniyah neig v'katruma v'chayeves b'chala du Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi poiter. If one of these boxes fell into chulin and it does not prohibit the mixture, and the second box is viewed as truma but is obligated in chala, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yosi exempts it from chala. Nafla shniyah l'makam acher eina madam asan naflu shteihem l'makam echad madamas k'katana shebishteihem. If the second box now falls elsewhere, it doesn't prohibit the mixture. If both fell into the same place, it prohibits according to the amount of the smaller of the two. Zor es achas mehen pato v'ashniyah neig b'katruma v'chayeves b'chala du Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi poiter. If one planted the seeds of one of the boxes, he is exempt from uprooting it, since it's only doubtful truma, and the second must be viewed as truma and is obligated in chala. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi exempts it from chala. Zor achas es ashniyah pato zor echas ashtehen. If another person planted the seeds of the other box, he is also exempt. If one person plants the seeds of both boxes, if it was a type of seed that rots, the growths are permitted. If it's of a type that does not rot, they are prohibited. And the Gemara says, "Achas tmei v'achas tahira ani oimel asich tmei nafla." The Brisa now is brought by the Gemara. If one box contained tamei chulin and one contained tahor chulin, we assume that the truma fell into the tamei chulin. Achas medumas, achas ina medumas, ani oimer lemedumas nafla. If one box was already demur and the other one was not, we assume that the truma fell into the demur. Achas yeshba kadei la'alois, v'achas einba kadei la'alois, ani oimer la'oisa sheyeshba kadei la'alois nafla, I should say. If one box contained enough produce to annul the truma and the other did not, we assume that the truma fell into the one that contained enough. Rishim ben Lakish Mishim bar Kapar Amar Behu Sheyesh Bishniya Roiv. Rishim ben Lakish, quoting bar Kapar, says that this last law applies only if there would have been a majority of chulin had the truma fallen into the other box. Rabbi Yochan Amar Af Avi Sheein Le Bishniya Roiv, and Rabbi Yochan says it applies even if there was not a majority. Mechalvish it said Rishim ben Lakish Tamanu Oimer Sveikan Batol Baroiv V'acha Amar Hachin. The Gemara asks that the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Lakish was switched. There, earlier in Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin, he said that if there were 20 figs and a fig of truma fell and was lost inside them, and then one of the 21 was lost, the truma is annulled in the majority. Rav Yochan said that all of them became prohibited when it fell and they cannot be permitted. But here, he is more stringent than Rav Yochanan, requiring the second box to contain a majority. Taman b'shem Galme b'acha b'shem b'akapar, the Gemara answers, there was his own opinion, he was speaking in the name of b'akapar. The Gemara asks that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is switched. There he said that they are all prohibited, and here he said that a majority is not required. And the Gemara answers, here there's the assumption that it fell into the box that contained enough produce to annul.